Now to the Persian Gulf, where the economic outlook is less gloomy than in much of the world. That's because of oil revenues. Oil prices are hovering around $70 a barrel, much higher than at the beginning of the year. This has helped keep money flowing into government projects, but there are still some concerns that problems could lie ahead. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from the United Arab Emirates.
For much of the world, the United Arab Emirates brings one picture to mind. Dubai, with its business model of explosive growth that produced a housing bubble that finally burst last year, sending investors scurrying for cover and laid-off workers scurrying for the airport. But there are six other emirates in the UAE, perhaps none as important as the capital Abu Dhabi, where the real oil wealth resides. Here, development has been restrained and orderly by Gulf standards, and thanks to heavy public spending, the special traffic lanes reserved for construction vehicles are every bit as crowded as they were before the financial crisis hit. Not that Abu Dhabi is immune to high-profile projects. Besides bringing outposts of the Louvre and Guggenheim museums here, a Formula One racetrack is being built. But there are far fewer signs here of the reckless pursuit of luxury and excess that marked Dubai's property boom. And since the downturn, Abu Dhabi has emerged as the potential savior of its glitzy, overextended neighbor. Tom Healy, an Irishman who now heads the Abu Dhabi Stock Exchange, says investors have absorbed last year's painful lesson that Gulf states are not immune to the global downturn. He says parts of the banking sector and private residential developers are suffering, but by and large, Abu Dhabi's economy is chugging along.
The vast majority of construction in Abu Dhabi is infrastructure or government-run projects. The funds are there, they're continuing to build, that's proceeding as normal. So the economy in Abu Dhabi is not exactly in the rude good health it was in before the crisis, but the crisis is not as obvious here as it is everywhere else.
On the floor of the Abu Dhabi Exchange, investors keep one eye on their computer screens and the other on the two big boards tracking the day's trading. On this day, the lead economic story would be the latest sign of retrenchment among UAE mega developers. The giant Emaar Properties is in talks to merge with three companies owned by another behemoth, Dubai Holding. Dubai's banks are also bracing for a wave of foreclosures as more workers are laid off. Beyond the troubles in Dubai, though, economists see positive fundamentals that may help Gulf states ride out the crisis in better shape than many other economies. Mary Nicola at Standard Chartered Bank says with oil trading in the $60 to $70 a barrel range, Gulf states have a new margin of comfort as they plow record levels of public spending into the economy to counter the private sector downturn.
They had all initially budgeted for oil prices to be around $30 to $45 a barrel. They are very conservative, but they also marked in, they accounted for a deficit. However, now that oil prices have increased, we are likely still to see a deficit, given the fact that spending has increased and they are the largest, highest budgets in history as of this year.
But Tom Healy at the Abu Dhabi Stock Exchange warns that the lesson of 2008, that the Emirates are not immune to global economic pressures, will be even more important to keep in mind this year.
I think probably the biggest worry here would be the same as you'd experience in Europe, which would be that the markets would recover far too quickly and too strongly now, only to hit another dip later on in the year. I think there's another dip or two around before we finally come through this, and I think that anybody who thinks that any one country can pull ahead of the other would be unfortunately naive.
In the meantime, frustrated drivers have another reason to complain. With rents still on the rise in Abu Dhabi, more and more workers are keeping their jobs here but moving to Dubai, where property prices are down at least 50%. The new commuters are adding that much more pain to the endless Emirati traffic jam. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Abu Dhabi.